Well, today is the day before Veterans Day. Tomorrow, we'll pause across the great country of ours to honor those veterans. And so we hope that you'll be taking part in some of the Veteran Day observances in your area, either today or tomorrow. Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read the Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grains to gears. It's what real ranchers read. The Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have to share today on the good stuff?
Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I know there's a lot of activities throughout the communities today and tomorrow to honor our veterans. Here on the good stuff, I've got a couple of stories to share. So I'll get started with one of those. A U.S. Navy veteran airman who served our nation in two wars took to the skies over the heartland again just recently. Donald Muncy, at 100 years old, Mike, who served the United States in both World War II and in Korea, took cell phone video and snapped photos from the front seat of the open cockpit of a 1942 Boeing biplane piloted by Dream Flight's founder, Darrell Fisher. The tandem took off from Grimms Municipal Airport in Urbana to celebrate the organization's 6,000th trip with an American World War II hero on board. Boeing built about 10,000 of these planes from 1939 to 44. The sole purpose was to train World War II aviators, says Fisher. If you were 18 or 19 in 1942 and joined the service, you're going to be an airman and walked out to the airport for your first flight, there's a 90% chance this is the plane you would be flying. Muncy's 20-minute flight was witnessed by a crowd of about 100 patriots and well-wishing spectators not far from the Navy man's hometown of Springfield, where he graduated from high school in 1940 and still lives today. On October 27th, Muncy turned 101 year old. He joined U.S. Navy out of high school and pursued his passion for flight in defense of the nation. He was a teenage crewman aboard PBY Catalina patrol planes, which were used to search for enemy submarines when war erupted on December 7th, 1941. Muncy was at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida. He served in the Navy throughout the entirety of the war. He was then called to action during the Korean War, serving as Naval Air Station on the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. He later became an official with the Federal Aviation Administration and a licensed commercial pilot. He appreciates the support he received in later years as a wartime veteran and a member of the greatest generation. 100 years old. 101
wow.
Now.
Yep. That's a good one. This is the best poem in the world.
Okay. Boy, you kind of set yourself up for that one.
I was shocked, confused, bewildered as I entered heaven's door, not by the beauty of it all, nor the lights, nor its decor, but it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp, the thieves, the liars, the sinners, the alcoholics, and the trash. There stood that kid from seventh grade who swiped my lunch money twice. Next to him was my old neighbor, who never said anything nice. Herb, who I always thought would be rotting away in hell, was sitting pretty on a cloud nine, looking incredibly well. I nudged Jesus. What's the deal? I'd love to hear your take. How'd all these sinners get up here? God must have made a mistake. And why is everyone so quiet, so somber? Please give me a clue. Hush, child, he said. They're all in shock. No one thought they'd be seeing you. I don't know where that came from. I just thought that was...
No kidding.
came under the subject of Judge Not, okay?
Okay. And before we head out, here's to honor one more previous soldier. Mary Tollefson was a teenager when United States entered World War II, and she was determined to be part of the war effort. However, her mother said no. So Mary did what she could on the home front and went to work for the phone company. There she signed up for a new electronics course. She had only attended three sessions before getting hooked. She joined the service and became an electrician with the WAC, as well as a driver and a mechanic. She learned computers and was eventually part of the team calculating trajectories. So way to go, Mary Tollefson.
And thank you all of the veterans out there, and thanks to you for listening to The Good Stuff.